Thanks, Brad. Good morning. The National Weather Service has a hazardous weather outlook for the North Coast, reporting a slight chance of thunderstorms from late this morning through early evening. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, small hail, and heavy rainfall. Friday night, Arcata police contacted two individuals at the Uniontown Shopping Center who appeared to be under the influence of a controlled substance. The two were the subject of an ongoing investigation into possible drug sales and had been arrested before on similar charges. Approximately 1 gram of heroin and several illegally possessed prescription medications were located in their vehicle, according to reports. Probation search of the 2400 block residence on I Street in Arcata located even more drugs. The investigation into the drug sales is ongoing. Residence is located within a short distance of Arcata Elementary School. California Highway Patrol is investigating a suspected hit-and-run collision between two vehicles Friday morning. The incident occurred in the northbound lane of the 101 just south of Wyatt. A pickup truck was knocked off the road by a black sedan and then hit a tree. Driver of the pickup suffered minor injuries, and the description of the second vehicle that left the scene is just that it was a black sedan with two black male adults inside. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. The City of Fortuna will hold a public hearing today at 3 o'clock in Council Chambers. The public is invited to attend as the City Council considers the adoption of the 2012 to 2013 fiscal year budget. Other agenda items include setting the city fee structure for city divisions in the upcoming fiscal year. The pending resignation of 1st District Supervisor Jimmy Smith has not just affected him and his family, it's already had an impact on the election, constituents, as well as those who work side by side with him each day. Like Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who commented about the impact Smith had on him as a new supervisor.
Well, it's been Jimmy Smith for sure. One of the things he did is moved his office. You know, he could have had a pick of any office he wanted in the building. He chose one of the smallest offices and put his office right in between Virginia and I. So it's me, Jimmy, Virginia. And he did that just so he could help us and answer questions and, you know, be right there. And I thought that was pretty cool that he did that.
Smith's resignation goes into effect August 3rd. And although the board has thrown its support behind Rex Bone as the person they believe the governor should appoint to fill out Smith's term, Sundberg knows he's losing a valuable resource.
Jimmy's going to leave a big hole for sure. I mean, it's going to be tough because whenever I have, you know, all the little questions that I think back on now that I ask him and he just point me in the right direction. And, you know, most everybody's busy. You know, it's hard to catch up with people unless they're right there. Then you can go by and talk to them.
Smith is stepping down for health reasons and spent an hour talking about his time in public office on the KINS Talk Shop program. We'll have more news after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire brings you our community news. Here's Dan with more.
Time now for our community news. We've been focusing on rural health care in this month's features of our community news. Fewer doctors, fewer skilled nurses, higher substance abuse rates, and a lack of health care facilities all contribute to problems associated with acquiring quality health care in rural communities. Hospital and hospital access also play a role, and in a study published in the Journal of American Medicine in 2011, it points out that mortality rates for patients in rural hospitals is higher than that of their urban neighbors. The study found rural hospitals were less likely to have advanced equipment for heart patients, many lack basic electronic record keeping so that doctors can share information, and that leads to higher mortality rates. Rural patients died at a higher rate when suffering from heart disease, heart attacks, and infections like pneumonia. The causes have to do with funding, training of staff, and the recruitment and retention of doctors and nurses. Higher mortality, another problem associated with rural health care on the North Coast.
Thanks, Dan. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.